From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Malaysia says defeated former Prime Minister Najib Razak and his wife are not allowed to leave the country. His coalition was ousted from office last week and he could face charges of corruption. His announcement of a vacation sparked rumors he was attempting to escape possible prosecution, but he denies any wrongdoing. Parliamentary elections continue in Iraq. The voters will choose 329 members of the Council of Representatives who will in turn elect the Iraqi president and prime minister. Umaisha is a voter in Mosul, where the city remains in shambles from the ousting of the Islamic State, which controlled the area for years.
We lost hope. Who should we vote for? Our families' bodies are still under the rubble, or we don't know where they are. We are scattered.
Analysts say this year's ballot could lead to an upset in the status quo, even if the party of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi fares well in the polls. The U.S. and South Korea say a complete denuclearization by North Korea requires robust verification. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends.
Secretary Pompeo held his first meeting with South Korea's foreign minister in Washington. With the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem Monday, the region is bracing for both celebrations and unrest. Experts say that the move is largely symbolic, but analysts say with Palestinians wanting to name East Jerusalem as a capital of their future state, the symbolism does matter. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Gaza Health Ministry says one Palestinian was killed and 49 wounded by Israeli army fire in protests on the Gaza-Israeli border. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Friday's death brings to 41 the number of protesters killed since weekly border protests began in late March. More than 1,700 have been wounded by army fire during that period. The ministry identified the protester killed Friday as a 40-year-old man who was shot in the chest east of the southern town of Khan Yunis. Israeli troops fired live bullets and tear gas across a border fence into Gaza, where Palestinian protesters threw stones, burned tires, and flew kites with burning rags attached. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Senior United States, Canada, and Mexico officials ended another round of talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement without any major breakthroughs on how to renegotiate the deal. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said Friday, after a week of talks in Washington, that the United States will continue to work with its partners to update the 1994 Trade Pact. The talks have come under increased pressure to produce a deal quickly after the U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan said this week he would need to be notified of a new agreement by May 17th to give the new Congress a chance to pass it this year, or I should say the current Congress. U.S. President Donald Trump has long criticized NAFTA, blaming it for the loss of millions of manufacturing jobs that hurt the U.S. economy. President Trump says America will not be cheated by foreign countries that extort unreasonably low drug prices from U.S. companies.
Our plan bans the pharmacist gag rule, which punishes pharmacists for telling patients how to save money. This is a total ripoff, and we are ending it.
The Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says members of her political party are ready to work with the president on this.
We're setting a high standard and hope that his proposal will meet that, because we'd love to work in a bipartisan way to reduce cost.
The main lobbying organization of the pharmaceutical industry says some of the president's proposals could help make medicines more affordable for patients. It began with a quiet word from State Department officials: apply for a new passport immediately. You may soon be going to a country for which ordinary U.S. passports are not valid for travel. Vague as it is, the instruction to two reporters last Friday left little doubt about a mystery destination. That was North Korea. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had visited the capital in complete secrecy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The voice.